Shit!
And with that, another session has started. Welcome to the High 502 Guys. Insert kick-ass Christmas song.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
I'm Clock Van Wilder. To my left is the Doomed One. To my other left is Jewel Boy Q. Welcome to High 502 Guys.
Welcome, everybody.
Woo!
Howdy.
Boy, I gotta say, first things first, this is almost the last episode of the year.
Yep,
not the last episode of us, but the last episode of 2019. Do y'all feel blessed about this?
I feel
shit. Better. I want to give a shout out, first and foremost, to Anchor FM. Thanks for making all this shit possible.
Anchor.
Thank you, Ninja.
I want to say a special shout out to everybody who's listened. All those motherfuckers in Canada.
Mm.
All those sons of bitches in Switzerland.
Mm.
All those pieces of shits in Portugal. All those bitch-ass motherfuckers in Bulgaria. And introducing assholes from Australia. Hey! Put another dab on the Bobby. And, of course, all those sons of bitches from the USA! 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 Man. We have had 435 plays of our episodes this year.
Woo!
Give us a hand, okay? We have made $2.88 on Anchor.
Woo!
Fucking ballin'.
That's what I'm talking about.
Number one episode of the year, the first High 502.
How good does that make you feel?
Justin, how many episodes has that played? How many times?
Over 70 now. Yeah.
71 times. Yeah. That makes a man feel good about himself.
We did it all on our own.
Justin, what the fuck are we smoking right now?
I'm so glad you asked, because my joint ain't the best joint in the world, but the weed that's inside is pretty tasty. I got a gram of ice cream cake from Downtown Cannabis Company.
Where are they out of? I've never heard of them.
Where was it?
I thought they said Pierce County.
Pierce County.
Yeah.
Okay. We saw on 502data.com. Free shout out to 502data.com. It shows you every single thing that has to do with I-502 in Washington State.
Mm.
We looked up downtown. Looks like y'all been out of the game for a while.
Yeah.
But guess what?
Yeah.
Y'all coming back with this ice cream cake at 33%.
Mm. Whoa.
So it's got cream. The smoke is dense and
it
heavy.
Is.
Mm.
It's delicious.
Wow. They got
it
cool
really
packaging.
Is. It really is.
Yeah, I like their packaging. It's not, it's a really nice green color.
It is. And they have it on, like, the text, which is, like, large. so for everybody to be able to read
it's
it.
It's like a bold.
I like that.
It is big. Big and bold, saying this is what's inside of this bitch. Nice packaging on the outside. Green and black packaging. It's a real good looker. You can't see any of the product from one side, but you can see it all from the other. I am mad at you, playa.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this product is one of over 85 products we have reviewed on High 502 Guys this year.
That's a lot of weed.
We have an average of 7 products tested per episode, according to my Turkish math here. And you know that one time we smoked like 10 joints and a fucking dab in 1 hour? I was high as hell.
And we were drinking.
Oh, yeah. Let's not forget about that bitch beer.
Woo.
It came through about episode 3 or 4, and we've had about 10 different varieties of bitch beer. I can't wait to unveil what we got tonight as the bitch beer of the week.
Woo.
But, you know, shout out to all them fucking malt liquors we drank.
Hey.
Okay,
hey,
yeah. Woo, 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 woo. I'm going to start off by saying my favorite bitch beer, obviously the Slurricane. was that the Rush? Natty Rush?
Yeah.
Yeah, Hurricane.
Yeah.
Oh, it fucked me
yeah.
up. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, can we... That was the last episode, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Can we just... I don't know why I feel the need to bring this up. It was the first episode where everybody passed out. Except I didn't pass out. I had to go home.
No, Justin's a night shift man.
But, yeah. But, like, you got... Like, I remember Clock, I come upstairs... And you were like, good night, bud. I'm like, good night. And you went to bed.
Straight to bed.
Yeah.
And then
100% straight to bed.
And then Coffin Kenny, he sat down on the couch for about 0.2 seconds and passed out and started snoring.
Yep.
And then Tino, you were my favorite because you passed out mid-sentence. You were in the middle of a sentence and then you just, I was waiting for the end of it. And I'm like, okay.
Oh,
and then I look over and you're just down.
Yeah, I will say, we got really fucked up.
Yeah.
I attribute Justin's night shift skills working later than all of us as the reason. Also, he's maybe just a goddamn man.
Yeah.
We had a little sissy fulasa boys in the house.
I will admit that earlier that day, my wife and I had our first date day in a long time.
Wow.
And we drank a little sake. I had a little sake in me already from the from previously, so I think that might have helped because I chugged some water between the drinks.
Interesting. Yeah. So sake was the secret ingredient to his longevity.
I woke up halfway through the night and I looked to my left and Kenny was shirtless on Clock's cap.
But here's the other thing. My wife got the house at about 73 degrees with a natural fire wood insert stove. These guys were sweating out toxins.
Oh, yeah,
worse
dude.
Than that fucking system of brownout. The toxicity of my city. It was insane.
Oh, this hurricane.
So yeah, hurricane fucked me up the most.
Okay.
I'm going to say the most enjoyable experience was probably the White Claw.
Yes.
Okay. Mango, personally, I don't know about y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Puking it up was... pleasant experience. Sausage Claws, episode 9. Go check that out.
How was you dabbed
out of that too, didn't you?
How was
raspberry
that?
White? Shitty.
Raspberry.
Carbonated beverages are really gross when you fucking hit it out of a bong. I'm not gonna lie to you. First of all, this ice cream cake, it's resinous as fuck downtown, baby. Mm-hmm. You got some good shit right there. I'm gonna pass this to my left. Boys, as we count down this year, we got a lot of memories to go through. Obviously, we're talking about bitch beer right now, so Tino, I'll throw the ball. What was your favorite bitch beer this year out of every episode we've done so far?
I'll tell you. My favorite bitch beer that I had this year, I'll go White Claw, and I'll tell you my worst one, Hurricane.
Okay. Yeah, that FD&C yellow number 5 that was in that Hurricane, that fucked me up. Justin, I'm going to throw the ball to you. Out of all the bitch beers that we've had.
I can't believe that we're all unanimous on White Claw right now.
Wow! Two out of three ain't bad.
2 out of 3, okay.
So far, so good.
I will say, though, my favorite is the black cherry.
Okay, black we got cherry. A black cherry. I forgot about that deliciousness.
Yeah.
Well, friends, we've had a seltzer kick. We had pumpkin beers.
You know what?
Malt beverage.
I will say that's my favorite. I completely forgot about those pumpkin beers. Those are really good.
Now we're divided.
The pumpkin beers were delicious. You know what I'm going to say? If we had that Bon and Viv seltzer, that spiked seltzer that we had with the two mermaids, I found that shit to be pretty damn refreshing.
Was that the vodka one?
No. Oh. No, the vodka one we all agreed was kind of nar-nar.
Yeah,
That was my most hated.
But the Bon and Viv, I think, were the two mermaids just chilling there.
The blue and white.
Drinking a little seltzer.
Yeah. I remember that now.
If I wasn't my favorite... But I'd like to see other flavors because you gave us like grapefruit and like something else, and I was just I don't like those two flavors. So like maybe if you had a lime or mango.
Okay, so get on your mixer game, guys, and there make it this is. Man a mango seltzer.
2020 more flavors. That's what we're looking for. Hashtag obviously, the snack bracket challenge was a big step for us.
Yeah,
it spanned 4 episodes total,
oh, that
I believe.
Was great, dude.
And in the end, motherfucking cookies won.
Cookies. Who would have thought?
Fucking shit beat pizza. Fucking
poutine.
Poutine and chips.
Which was amazing, by the way.
I mean, thank you very much. Yeah, we had a good time. We made all that food.
It was
RSO chocolate chip cookies pretty much sent everybody to the right vote.
Yeah.
So
that was definitely my most fucked up of the year.
Was the cookie episode?
Yeah.
Coffin Kenny part 1.
Yeah.
Yeah, RSO got us all that night. And that's okay. We review these products for you every 2 weeks by going out and spending $40 in the Washington Rec Market.
Mm-hmm.
As I mentioned before, we've reviewed over 80 products.
So going.
We've eaten so many grams of RSO.
Oh, so
420
many.
Being the first episode where I basically at one point was staring at the microphone going, I can't talk.
Yeah.
In your fucking old house. Remember that? You've moved.
Oh,
you've
had
a kid.
Yeah.
God, your life is just blown up
it's
in so many ways.
Recap. Yeah. New job as well. Moving up in the
new job.
Moving up in the company.
New place. It's been great, man. Things are looking up.
Now, first of all, this downtown may just win product of the year so far.
I'm not going to lie.
It's fucking still going. Yeah. It's resinous, and I really like it so much.
It's almost like you put hash in it. That's how resinous it is. It's bubbly.
I think this is at least the 5th or 6th fucking go-around.
Pass around.
We've been smoking this bitch for 10 minutes almost.
Now, my favorite product this year, as you said, we've done over 80 products. It's got to be Refined Seattle's. Tropicana cookies.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, God. Okay, I'm just going to throw it out there. You won.
Yeah.
You won. So far, you did it.
Good job, guys.
I've loved you since the get-go. Loved all your products. I know you're expensive. It's only a payday fucking once in a great while. But that Tropicana cookies, I still taste it on my nail, dog. That's the scent permeated that borosilicate glass. Mm. I've been in love with Refine ever since. Tino, what about yourself, my man? What's been the product? I think about all the ones we've done. Doghouse Flower, all those Orogrows and EHO concentrates.
Right.
Cult cannabis. All these fucking things
from
that we
tried. Soil.
From the soil. Yeah,
so many choices, man. It's going to be really hard.
That's a tough one. You know what? I completely forgot about this. Yes, that refined Tropicana cookies, loud butter. Amazing refined. You know, you guys always do a good job. You're used to hearing that. But I really like that Dank Czar hash rosin that Justin brought back a long time ago.
Dank Czar.
That stuff was...
That's definitely in my top two. I was just thinking about that hash rosin, man. And their flour, too. Their flour is fucking great, too.
Yeah. Yeah, you've brought it on the show a couple times.
Yeah. I really enjoy them, man.
Oh, you know what? I feel like I'd be doing a dishonor to... Pura Vida. You guys have some killer flour as well.
Pura. Yeah. That was it.
Hats off to you guys. For real. Oh, and Black Label. The veteran owned.
Yeah.
Okay, Black Label.
That they were fantastic.
That flour we bought from you was good. And honestly, knowing we're helping veterans out and helping a cause like that, it makes me want to buy it again.
Yeah.
You know?
Feel good about it.
Rather than some rich bitch stoner kid whose dad bought him the thing. You know what I'm saying? I gotta go, I'm going to go trust the veterans on this one.
Freedom ain't free, brother.
Fuck no, it ain't.
Amen.
Those guys take it for us.
So we've got Bitch Beer. We've reviewed that. Our favorite product. Cookie won the snack of the year. We've just had a great, great time on this show. So I want to thank all of our listeners, all the bud tenders who promote us, everybody who sells us weed. Just thank you so much. I stopped into Spark It Market as one joint ends. Another one must be lit. That is the High 502 way.
It's like a phoenix.
I have come prepared.
Of Arizona.
Today I brought a new company to the stage. I got Northwest Harvesting Company out of Elma, Washington. I'm a big fan of gelato. You know Canna Organics grows it.
Yep.
You know I've seen it hundreds of times. You know I've tasted different phenotypes. The 33, the 41, the 29.
Yeah,
this one's just straight gelato, baby. This one's just straight gelato. I want to go ahead and give you a tester so you can go ahead and open that up.
I'm going to be passing around this Slurpee, which is from our boys at the Lazy Bee Farm. It's a Skittles and Slurricane mix.
That is, okay, so Northwest, my first,
what's the first nose that you get?
My first thoughts are, it's not very pungent. It looks really nice. It's got a lot of crystals on it. It looks great. Just not very pungent smelling, for sure, this phenotype.
Absolutely.
Not that gas.
It's not could be strong. What Tino's, what I'm handing you is Tino's strain of the week.
Ooh.
This is Slurpee, a mixture of Skittles and Slurricane from Lazy Bee Skittles, Gardens.
Dude. Wow, the Skittles, it's really hard to grow this fucking plant.
The Skittles, very temperamental.
Temperamental as shit. But
we've
man.
Seen it grow 5-6 times, and now we're seeing it grow in perfection. We've seen some bad runs.
Perfectly.
We have. As it struggled. Tino, what's your first nose when you see this gelato from Northwest Harvesting Company?
You know, I've made a lot of joint material in my days, and it kind of smells like that hay. Hay terp that you get from, and I don't know chlorophyll. What makes a weed like that. Yeah, it's super chlorophyll.
I wonder what it tastes like. I wonder if it tastes like hay.
Shit! And with that, we spark up this fucking joint. Now, let's say this gelato, like I said, it comes from Northwest Harvest Company out of Elma, Washington. It's got 21% THC.
Ooh.
And it looks pretty nice. I will say that I tried to get on the website for Northwest Harvesting Company. Your fucking link is broken, homie. When you say, are you 21 and over? It took for fucking ever to get into it. Also, I love that a company shows me the strains, but when I don't find my strain on the current strain list, it makes me feel like my weed's old as fuck.
Yeah.
Or someone just dropped the ball, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
So you can find them on Facebook at Northwest Harvesting. You can find them on Instagram at Northwest Harvest Co. And you can find them at www.northwestharvesting.co. Go check them out. They look like they're doing pretty good out there in Elma.
Elma, Washington.
And the weed's dense. They obviously know how to grow it.
This gelato does look like a phenotype that delivers rock hard nuggets.
Nice.
And you know, that might have been what the whole blow. And it tastes good.
It tastes pretty good.
It tastes pretty good. It does have that hay taste to it.
Really?
It does.
It tastes a little bit like it smells, but it does have a nice after flavor I can't put my finger on.
It has that slight gelato gas front with a hay finish.
Okay.
Honestly. Yes.
Beautiful joint, Clock.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that.
Justin?
Yes, sir.
What I have loaded for you and what... Oh, wow, that is a... smells like tea gel.
Neutrogena tea gel.
I have a bong I was gifted by a coworker who will remain nameless.
Yeah, he's been telling me about this fucker for like 2 weeks now.
Man, he can't...
Did you guys hit it yet? Did you guys hit it yet? No, not yet, bro.
It's
not
from yet. 710.
We're getting there.
I think Hypnotics. I believe it's supposed to be a dab bong. I only say that because of 710.
That's really thick,
this fucker is some thick glass. It looks like it's a barrel-fritted perk that is also a recycler. And this homie chugs. So, all Justin...
Right, let's check it out.
Let's christen it.
I don't think there's enough water in it.
No. No, I didn't get very much.
It might be...
Might be a little hard pack, though.
Oh, you know what? I am so sorry. I completely forgot.
Is it clogged?
There's a little bit of a clog. If we have a little poker or something, we can fix that problem in jiff.
What Justin needs to do is hit this gelato one more time.
You get that into your frontal lobe, baby. So, yeah, we'll do a second trial at the bong hit.
Oopsie!
My bad, I forgot.
That's fine, that's fine. I want to tell you, while we fix this thing, that right now, according to 502data.com, Washington cannabis consumers, check this number out, they have purchased 5,201,939,225 worth of recreational cannabis. Give it up, Washingtonians. You crossed the 5 billion mark this year.
That's crazy. Where is that money going?
Some money.
Where is that money going? We've been asking this question for a while now. Where is it?
Well, we know where the excise tax goes to. Goes to at-risk youth programs, beds and shelters, anti-marijuana addiction campaigns, liquor control board candidates' pockets, I imagine, and salaries.
Jay Inslee.
Jack, you son of a bitch. I will say we got data for September 2019. You're going to love this data, okay? Spokane County, number one county in Washington State. Their sales, $25,646,382 in the month of September.
Good for you guys.
That makes it, for every man, woman, and child, $25.64 per person. So good job, kids. Way to earn your hard-earned lawnmower money on weed.
That's impressive.
I will say the number one store in Washington State is Main Street Marijuana in Vancouver, Washington, in Clark County. Their sales in September were $1,319,108.
Good for you guys.
Their excise tax was almost $500,000, $488,000. Next store coming up, just to show you number two, Clear Choice Cannabis Tacoma.
Hey.
We got a Pierce County and we got a Clark County store coming in one and two. Wow. I thought that was super dope.
That is
okay?
Super dope.
So keep buying weed out there, Tacoma, Pierce County people in Clark County. So I would assume Clark County, you're coming up from Oregon. That's the first fucking store you get to.
Yeah.
If you ain't got if you don't like that Oregon rec weed, then you go up to Clark County.
I've heard some pretty not so good things about that Oregon weed, so I could see. Maybe some people even just make that trip over, you know, when they get paid. I know of someone who drives to Nature's Gift on his payday from Bellingham.
Bellingham to Nature's Gift, five hours one way, I imagine.
Whew. Yeah, yeah.
That's a fucking hike, dude.
Yeah. Just out of curiosity, was Nature's Gift at all on the list, or... Do we know where they're sitting at?
Just Boss Hog, we could definitely look that up. If you go to 502data.com, you could probably type in Nature's Gifts and see where they rank. You would just have to go to the top stores for September and just look at the list.
I see.
You know, we have like 1,100 stores or something like that.
Oh, that's a lot.
It's close. It's maybe it's not that many. Here we go. Slurpee Part 2.
That's what I was looking for, baby.
Man. It's got an H on it because it hits like a hurricane.
Oh, shit. Hurricane Part 2. Don't do this.
That's the name of this episode. Hurricane Part 2. Don't do this to me.
Don't do this to me.
Oh, man. That Skittles is real tasty. Or that's Slurpee.
What's the notes on it, Tino?
Oh, man. I get Skittles for sure. Nice, citrusy.
Right.
The Slurricane. I feel like you don't get all of it, but Man, it tastes good, and it's pretty smooth.
Yeah, it's a nice little piece. Thanks, Nameless. We hit it.
Okay. I tasted the flower. Yeah. It tastes good. This bong kind of...
It does chug, and it's got a real hard chug. Pull on it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a heavy one.
You gotta have fucking iron lungs on that shit. But guess what? I do. Ooh. So it's fine.
The first time I hit this, I don't think I put enough water in it. And when I went, I took my first hit, super okay. Went for my second hit, and my lips were like...
Yeah.
And I almost passed out.
Well, I cleaned the bowl out for you.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, and the bottom. It might still be clogged, though.
Oh, we got some resin, but that's cool. I'm a trained resin scraper.
Me as well.
You know what I'm saying? You remember that, kids?
Paperclip all day player.
Yeah. Mm. I was paperclip is the way to go, because you can unbend it.
And it doesn't fuck up your glass.
Flexible.
It's flexible. Mm-hmm. Don't fuck it up. No, I used to be a king of scraping. You know, that used to be a valuable commodity.
Right.
You know? No one I knew ever boiled that shit.
Uh-uh.
You'd be like, yeah, what are you doing? I'll smoke that motherfucker. Resin knife hits.
Yeah.
Also, you want to get fucked up, you put some aluminum foil knife hits on the stove. Boy, you fuck. I'm glad I ain't got Alzheimer's right now. Yeah, I smoked a lot of resin knife hits back in the day. You remember when knife hits, so they had that fad where you got the glass knife hitters? Do you remember that fad?
Yeah.
They were like paddles.
Yeah.
But the problem was I was so trained with the kitchen knives that I had two pair within a 6-month period. I put both of those under cold running water and one shattered in my fucking buddy's apartment.
Oh,
something fierce, bro. Wow. So, nope, I'm straight. I just go to Goodwill, buy me some kitchen knives, bada bing. Knife hits for days.
That's, that's your fucking Clock Van Wilder Alzheimer's pitch.
Where's my grandson?
Yeah.
Oh,
hey.
Party foul almost. I think this bowl's a little clearer.
Yeah, it sounds. There you
sounds
go.
A little bit better.
Yeah. It's just a small bowl.
I'll do a little water run real quick.
Okay.
I'll fill it up with a little bit of water.
For the first time in High 502 history, I think we're done with this gelato joint going next.
Yeah.
I've hit that hay a few times, baby. As one joint goes down, another must be lit. That is the High 502 way. Justin, what the fuck are we smoking?
We are smoking the Dirty Girl from Primo Boss.
Oh, snap. Primo Boss, our neighbor to the north.
Hey.
Also located in the blue hole of Squim, Washington. Here's your bowl, sir.
Oh, shoot.
Primo Boss, they got a good value in your store right now. It's popcorn nuggets for a reasonable price. Now, you know, they may be a tier one or tier two. They got some top shelf cannabis.
They do.
You know, for the bagweed game, it's cool that they recognized, hey, these are some smaller nugs. Instead of trying to fool everybody, let's just call it popcorn nugs and sell it. I got a 7-gram bag of popcorn nugs. There's some Dirty Girl, which is a mixture of Cinderella 99 and Trainwreck.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. It should taste great. For $40.
Wow.
$40 for a quarter.
That's not bad
and, you know,
at all.
The nuggets, they don't look bad at all. Not at all.
Yeah, you know, I really like...
Uh-oh.
I really like their alien wrench at Primo Boss. And they got some really
Northwest
good...
Alien or whatever?
Yep.
The Northwest Alien, yeah.
And they've got some good Gorilla Glue as well. What's up, Justin?
You go ahead, bud. It's interesting. It's like,
I don't feel like I'm smoking weed.
It's like smoking a bone.
Yeah.
Ew. Okay. First impression is one time I sent some weed to my homie and I put it in with some Nag Champa incense. And when he got the weed, guess what the weed tasted like?
Nag Champa
incense. When I hit this Dirty Girl, whatever terpene profile it is, whatever it was set next to, It seems to have absorbed that flavor, doesn't it?
Something like that. Yeah, it's
a dirty girl, that's for sure.
She's dirty.
I mean, I've tasted bad pussy before, but this is worse than when you put your tongue on a pussy and it feels like a 9-volt battery and little sting on your tongue. I've had that shit. Like, a girl, I want to go downtown. She's like, I've been working all day. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I like eating pussy. 2 seconds later, I'm like, gah, gah, fucking zzz, on my tongue. I'm done. I don't know. What do you think about this? It kind of tastes good. It kind of tastes gross.
Yeah. You're hitting it right on the head. Like, I get that funk for sure from it on that after note. You definitely taste that funk on the after.
Yeah.
But when you inhale it, it's almost like nothing, really.
It's very harsh. To me, at least. Maybe I'm just smoking too much, but it's very harsh.
Well, I mean, we smoked three joints in the last 20 minutes.
That
so
is true.
Maybe it has something to do with that. But I will say, my goodness.
Oh, that's harsh. No, that's harsh.
A little bit.
It's a little harsh.
Made my tummy hurt.
Oh, no.
Yeah. You put a rumbly in Tina's tum-tum, guys.
Well, listen, as we choke down this dirty girl sativa from Primo Boss, popcorn nugget, 7 grams. Tino, why don't you load that bong with something that tastes a little better? What do we got?
Sir, I've got some New York City Diesel.
NYCD!
From the people over at Saints.
Welcome back, Saints. Saints.
Saints,
bitches.
Now you get that citrusy Diesel.
Okay.
And it looks beautiful.
Yeah, it does look nice.
I'm going to throw this in the grinder, and we're going to smoke a bowl. Justin, smell this orange cookies I got from Oleum.
Mm, that smells good.
That's coming in at 78% and 3.4 terps.
Nice. Now, what kind of texture is this?
It's got a nice consistency.
A honey crystal. That's very nice.
It looks like a sugar wax consistency, though.
Definitely.
It definitely does.
Yeah.
Oh, missed the bowl.
Yeah, it looks good. I like how... I like their color.
It's a beautiful color.
Nice and blonde.
Okay, listen, high 502, guys. Does anybody else want to hit this fucking joint from Dirty Girl? Say it. Be honest. No.
This might be one of the first times I'm not hitting weed.
My God, this is it, guys. We did it. We are connoisseurs enough to say this is half a joint left.
Yeah,
at least half a gram.
Leave that for when you're hurting for weed.
Exactly. This is what we call the desperate pile now. When daddy's desperate, he'll hit that shit again. Oh, my God, Primo. What y'all do over there? You fertilize them with rabbit shit or what? It's all good, players. It's all good.
Isn't it kind of crazy, though? I mean, we are 300, 500 feet away. And just, it's quality. It's crazy how different it is. We're so close, but it's two different ends of the spectrum.
It's two different kinds of growing, too. I believe that
they
do indoor and we do greenhouse.
Right.
A rumor has it that this is their outdoor crop being sold.
Oh.
That some of it made it all the way through and looked pretty good.
That makes sense.
I had the Gorilla Glue. I don't know what that was, if that was an indoor or an outdoor. Their Gorilla Glue last time, phenomenal.
I do remember having some really good glue from them a couple of
back. So the Dirty Girl, it's nice looking nuggets. It just tastes a little too incense-y to me.
Yeah.
Maybe it's that carfaline or whatever, that clove.
Yep.
That musk. It's just heavy on it.
My mouth is a little numb. I could see that.
Yeah, I got that numbness too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so maybe it's that, but okay, vaporize that shit only, because my throat's harsh the fuck out right now.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to soothe it with a little bit of what? Saints?
Yes, sir.
New York City Diesel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here, send this.
Got more water in the bong, so.
Tino, you got a meme of the week for us?
You know what? I do, and it's
the week. Bop, bop. Meme of the week. Meme of the week. Bop, bop.
Here comes that what?
Meme of the week.
Mandalorian. We all love it.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
It's an amazing show. Baby Yoda? Adorable.
I have to admit that. Since my kid was born, I've been watching a lot more kids stuff, and Disney Plus is amazing, dude. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah. For a stoner, it lets you connect with your childhood.
Yep.
It gives you a break from Netflixing and chilling. It also allows you to watch the fucking Mandalorian.
Woo! So my
so good.
My meme of the week is utilizing Baby Yoda. Mm. And I thought it was funny. It said... Actually, there's two that I got, but I'll share the best one.
Okay.
It's, is Baby Yoda, does he have, like, a baby dick because he's Baby Yoda, or does he have, like, gray hairs on it because he's 50?
It's a good point.
Yeah,
it's a good point.
That's good.
I do want to see a schmeckle. I do. I do.
Different races age differently.
And it makes you put it in perspective, Yoda. Yoda was an old-ass motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He must have been 900 years old
then.
Yeah,
I remember he said his age in Jedi at one point.
I thought so, too. Yeah. So it just shows you how long it takes for them to progress. That's a race that could be obliterated in one fucking war.
Right.
If you took out all them young bucks, the little babies. Now listen, is that 50-year-old baby? Does he want to get his fuck on? That's my next question.
That's what I want to know.
Is he just going, I'm horny? Just begging for some fucking pink poontang or whatever the fuck. Space poon, basically.
The other one was, since there's a baby Yoda, that means that Yoda would have had to fuck. And it was like, and it's like, I can see it now. Tight that ass is. I just thought that was fucking hilarious.
You just lost your shit.
Yeah, I thought it was funny.
Also, just thinking about a female Yoda giving birth is fucking weird. Now, push, I want you. Want you push.
Push you must.
Just,
the head, I
just
see.
What? So, I'm in love with it. You're in love with it. Jay Dizzo, what's that?
Was this orange cookies you
said?
Yes, sir.
That's fucking delicious, dude.
God damn it, Oleum. You're the big dog in the game, and maybe you're considered a conglomerate or the Walmart. Yeah, corporation. God, your products are fucking delicious.
You know, this is the best one I've ever had from them.
Whoa! In my opinion. Fuck me running.
That's fucking insane.
That's a bold statement.
Is that your product of the year? Or
No, just from Oleum. Like,
okay.
You know, I'll be honest with you guys. I don't care for a lot of Oleum's products.
I don't either.
But this is fucking fire. And I appreciated the taste. I hit it at a little bit of a lower temperature, and I got a lot of really good taste from it. So,
alrighty.
I'll heat this up.
Sounds good to me, sir.
Okay, well, first of all, first impressions of that Saints.
Yeah.
I just hit the bong twice. It tasted so nice.
Ooh-wee.
I will say, when you say NYC Diesel, I got just a couple notes. I got gas and I got citrus.
Okay.
Those two, when I was old school,
yeah,
and someone said diesel, it was the first time it tasted like fuel.
Yeah.
You see? With just a hint of sweet skunk on the back. This Saints NYC Diesel is the closest comparison I have found to that old school fucking weed that I used to buy.
Old
01, 2001, 02.
Wow.
That's no bullshit. That's no bullshit.
That's fucking cool.
I've been waiting for this. I've been waiting for just old school diesel.
Thank you, 2019.
2019, one more time. I love it. Boys, I gotta be honest with you. I spent a lot of time on the internet. I also got a new promotion in my year. I spent a lot of time shopping.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, trying to find the best price. I thought to myself, you know what? Weed and masturbation go hand in hand, okay?
Yeah, they do.
It's an aphrodisiac. And I wanted to know what other people out there were searching for. So
okay,
I'm going to start this episode of Clox News up with a little bit of Pornhub facts. Here we go. Clox News. Clox News. Good evening, everybody. My name is Ryan Clock, and I'm here with this week's news. Number one, when I looked at the interactive map that Pornhub said, this state, by state, what did they search for? What's the number one key phrase that they use? What do you think Washington State's was? Just out of all the things you could search for, what do you think Washington State was?
Non-binary.
Non-binary? Something gender fluid?
Yeah.
Okay.
You said what?
You said bukkake.
Bukkake. Okay. I will give you guys a clue.
Red goddamn hook.
Justin is closer.
Oh.
Justin is closer to the truth.
What?
And that is because
I'm not even from here.
The word Asian was the number one thing Washingtonians searched for on Pornhub.
Wow.
Okay? I got some highlights for you. Kentucky, hentai. The number one thing Kentucky.
Wow, you guys love the animation, okay? Huh?
The only state to say point of view, South Dakota. You freaky motherfucker, South Dakota!
Wow.
You in the corner just jerking off to POV vids, you sicko.
Wishing it was you.
13 states use the word cream pie. Compilation had 5 states.
Wow.
Yeah, the next scene, right? Massachusetts, thanks for keeping it real. You motherfuckers like them MILF videos. I fucked my mom.
Good for you guys.
Okay. I want to say Jesus. Oregon and Missouri, y'all need help. Teen was your number one fucking search word.
Ooh.
You nasty bitches. And just like Washington, California also was Asian.
Really?
What? So there you go. I'm going to hit this Tropicana. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Orange cookies.
Yeah, it's delicious, dude.
So it looks like Asians are taking over the porno industry. Yeah. Lucrative business. I've thought about doing porn, but I'm not well endowed, so.
It's little, dude. No. You know what's not little, though, Ryan, is Tino's hair lately. Look at that beautiful afro he is getting. It's glorious.
Thank you, sir.
You need to get, like, a pic.
Yeah. Oh, I knew. Yeah, I knew I should have brought my. It. I got one at home, actually. Nice.
Whoa!
How you feeling, sir?
It's so orangey.
Oh yeah,
really?
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, it's whoa, dude. Dude! It's so good.
Like blood orange, just regular.
No,
just regular orange.
Like
citrusy.
Fucking navel, sir. What kind?
You know, like when you peel an orange. And then you can see the orange oil as you rip off the skin, and you can see the orange oil kind of just squirt off into the night.
Yeah.
It has that essence.
Yeah.
Because you have that aroma in the air, and then you eat the orange, and that combination of both really is doing well.
Okay.
Oleum, I fucking hate that I love you so much. Okay. Also today, I wanted to let you know that Major League Baseball is one of the first sports organizations to take cannabis off the list of drugs that it would suspend you for.
No!
It has been taken off. So yeah, they have recognized it's not performance enhancing.
Of course.
The article attributed most of this change, unfortunately, to the death of a Major League Baseball pitcher from the Angels. When they did the autopsy, he had heavy amounts of alcohol, fentanyl, and oxycodone in his system.
Damn, poor guy.
And those were things they weren't testing for. So they're trying to...
Weird.
Cannabis has now been declassified as a treatment over discipline program. Just like the OxyContin, just like the alcohol, instead of disciplining you right away, they send you to treatment to help.
Okay.
Also, they recognize that some people are using cannabinoids like CBD for neuroprotective and healing ailments, right? That's a popular medical treatment now, especially in California. So they're not going to punish players for those cannabinoids
that's
in their
great,
system.
Man. That's
what?
Awesome. That
so awesome. That's taking a huge thing. Hopefully the NBA is next.
Mm-hmm.
They say that NBA is probably the more athletes in the NBA use cannabis
than any
other sport, okay?
Yeah,
and that kind of makes sense. That was interesting news. I also want to give a shout out to Michigan, okay? Michigan, early December, I believe it was December 1st of this year, allowed recreational sales, okay?
Okay.
We're talking 5 stores in the whole state got the license.
Wow.
5 stores. No, exactly, 5 stores. And so in the first 8 days, $1.6 million in sales.
Wow.
$221,000.
Dude.
$221,000 on the first day of business.
In 5 stores?
Yes. And some of them have already run out or have had low quantities. Or purchased like governors. So you can only purchase, let's say, 2 grams instead of 10 or whatever it is, right?
Whoa.
So in the 5 stores, they've already collected over $275,000 in taxes for their government, city and local governments.
That's dope.
So it's really amazing. And just think about that. So 1.6 million in 8 days. That's basically, you got a calculator on you. If you did 1.8 million, okay, and you times that by 52. Let's do that math right now. I know there's some smart stoner out there has already done it because 52 times 2 is 104.
Sure.
So it's close to 104, right?
1.8.
We didn't have to do the point. There you go. Yep. One more. Yep. Times 52.
Times 52. 93,600,000.
That is what they're expecting next year in sales.
Holy.
Over $90 million in one state. For 5 stores.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're coming up, that's for sure.
And so the reason I've read a little bit, I thought, wow, 5 stores, that seems really dumb. You know? I mean, because you could have one in every town. But the problem is that they only allowed licenses to bona fide medical producer processors. Someone who had the retail license in the medical game and also grew it.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, okay, there's only 5 big dogs there. Oh, well, there'll be more.
Yeah.
So Detroit is the number one city for sales, which is dope.
That's so
Detroit,
dope.
You know, give Detroit back to the growers, you know? Tino, orange cookies. from Oleum Extracts. How's that tasting?
You nailed it right on the head with that description, dude. That's just like an orange.
It's just like an orange.
It's got me salivating like I just eat an orange.
Yep.
Ms. D, would you like to try some of this?
I would.
There you go. Delicious. It's all that shit's over there. You give her a dabber in the...
Miss?
Le tool.
And then, my friends, was today's news. Okay? Wow, right? Hey, guys. Are you guys thirsty?
I'm really thirsty.
Yeah, I'm really thirsty, too.
I'm really thirsty.
And we have not even discussed Bitch Beer of the Week, have we?
No.
Do you know why? Because I got a little surprise for you motherfuckers. Okay? All week, I took a picture of this, and I'm posting it right now on Instagram so y'all can see it. This is an eggnog advent calendar, my friends.
Okay.
Now, you say eggnog is Bitch Beer of the Week. It doesn't have alcohol. Well, we can fix it. Can't we? Can we?
Yes, we can. Okay.
Now, I thought to myself, and we talk about this at work, what's the best mix to go with eggnog?
Whiskey.
Whiskey, yeah. Bourbon, rum, right? Spiced rum.
Oh, yeah, rum's good.
Okay. Mm. Fireball whiskey was another
good choice.
Okay. Someone fucking peeped up and said 7-Up. And I thought, what? I ain't never heard of that. Then someone else said, oh, my dad uses Pepsi and cuts it with eggnog. I thought, wow, that sounds gross as hell.
Yeah, sounds weird.
So let's drink it.
Because you would think
it curdled. Okay. Let's
do it. You know what?
In front of you.
Okay, this is wild.
First of
for all.
All
of you.
In front of all of us, there are 6 choices. Okay.
Mm.
What I want is I would like you to pick a number between 1 and 100. And then we will ask Siri to pick a number. And the closest person closest to the Siri number will be the first one. And then we'll just go clockwise from there.
Okay? I like that.
So I'll start us off. I'm going to say 42 is my number. I'm going to write these down because we're stoners. 42.
Justin?
I'm going to go with 18.
18.
I'm going to go with 69.
Oh, nice choice. Now, this is not like The Price is Right, where, in fact, the $1 would beat the $8 if the price number was 7, right? You can go over, basically.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
As long as you're the closest.
As long as you're the closest.
Gotcha.
Okay, hey, Siri. Pick a number between 1 and 100.
A random number between 1 and 100 is 81.
Okay, so if Wartino sits clockwise, I'll be going next. You'll be going last, okay?
All right.
So here we are. So first of all, There's post-it notes labeled 1 through 6 on this board, okay?
Yeah.
You can simply point to one, and then just point to a number, and then I will unveil it for everybody all at once, okay?
Okay.
It'll be immediately mixed, and you'll have 2 minutes to drink at least 6 fluid ounces of eggnog with the mixel of choice.
I hope I get Pepsi.
Now, I will say, there is one choice on there that is called hot nog. Okay.
I get that one.
And a hot nog is where I put it on the stove and basically bring it to a full boil.
Why would somebody drink that? It sounds awful.
You're fucking cold, and a good old fashioned hot nog sounds delicious.
A hot noggy is what we'd call it.
Yeah. Are we at least going to be putting whiskey in that one?
No, absolutely not.
No.
I mean, here's the deal.
You don't get that luxury, sir.
You all walk home today with a 50 milliliter bottle of Fireball whiskey. So, hot Merry Christmas to you all. Okay? And if you wanted to crack it open and put it in your hot nog, well, I'm not going to be a fan of that, but I want at least one drink of hot nog.
Yes.
Okay.
I will agree with that.
So,
I will have some hot nog.
No. If it's chosen.
Can we try this after the show?
Possibly.
Okay, we won't.
It sounds like regardless of what we pick after the show, we're drinking hot nogs. Hot nogging it.
Number four.
Okay. Hold on. I'm gonna rip this off to unveil. You ready, Tina? Open your eyes. It's all good. Hot nog! Fucking first choice. One shot, one kill.
Yes.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is we're going to take a short break. We're going to throw in an ad so we get more $2.88. And when we come back, we'll have hot nog in Tino's hands. So stick around. I-502 guys, we'll be right back.
Woo!
And we're back! Washingtonians, great to be back with you. High 502 guy here.
Thanks for the 0.2 cents.
Yeah. Cha-ching. let's review the products that we've smoked so far. Mm-hmm. Let's start at the beginning. We smoked on ice cream cake from downtown.
Beautiful.
Delicious.
Dank as fuck. Super resonantly. We loved it. Next, what we hit the gelato from the Northwest Harvesting Company.
Hey.
Not bad. Not bad. Hey. we hit Primo Boss, popcorn nug, Dirty Girl. Oh, she dirty.
Dirty.
Yeah, for the first time in High Boy Food 2 history, we just tapped it out and said, that's what we mark under you buy when you're desperate. Yeah. Okay, you smoke it when you're desperate.
Didn't get through half that.
We hit the new piece with some Slurpee from Lazy Bee Gardens.
Delicious.
Wow. We smoked on some Saints.
New York Diesel.
NYCD. I pretty much sucked it right the hell off. If it had chrome on the hitch, it's gone now. If there was a golf ball in the garden hose, it's out now. And we smoked Oleum Extracts Orange Cookie. Fuck. Okay. You did it again, Oleum.
Yeah, Downtown okay? and Oleum are leading this evening.
Yes, is that it so far? Did I just fucking nail that?
Yeah, you did.
Pew, pew, pew. right before we went to break, we decided to have a little eggnog advent calendar fun.
Oh, yeah.
And hot nog roasting on an open fire was chosen first. First, I want to let you know, this hot nog product was brought to you by Dairy Gold Old Fashioned Classic Eggnog.
Good old okay? fashioned.
Okay. So what I did is during break, went upstairs, I put my electric stove on about a 4.5, and I set it and forget it, okay? I came back, fucker was a rolling boil, okay?
Okay.
No scorching on the bottom either. I want to point that out too.
Hell yeah.
So that was pretty cool.
Oh, that looks pretty hot.
Yeah, it's hot. It was at 212 at one point. Now it's at a cool 190. Okay.
Oh god. I'm
I just want you to get a whiff of aroma.
My nose is kind of plugged.
It actually smells very good.
Oh, it does smell really good.
Okay, so Tino is going to have mostly texture, no scent. I'm going to pour over the garbage can.
There you go. Oh, attaboy.
Okay, I got a half a cup here.
Okay.
I'm gonna give you it all.
Just give it to me.
There it is. Okay?
That was a perfect pour.
Look at that. Boom. I'm actually kind of jealous about this one. I thought it was going to be hella gross.
It might be the safest out of...
So, Tito, it's super fucking hot.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're going to have to sip on that. What I need you to do is when you take that first sip, let it be known. Let's get a first reaction.
I'm going to do it right now.
What? Chill out. Let me get the camera on it. People on the Instagram, they want to see this shit. This is hot nog.
Oh,
cheers, my friend. Go for it.
There you go. How is that?
Really good, actually.
Oh,
I like it. So who suggested hot nog?
I got no idea.
I have no idea. Okay. I think we just decided hot nog sounded gross.
Yeah.
Around the packaging.
Yeah, I think we were just disgusting.
Just like, ooh, no, that doesn't seem like something.
Okay.
It's always served ice cold. But, you know, I'm thinking about it right now. Eggnog lattes.
True.
Eggnog chais.
Yeah.
Fucking shit's heated up all the time.
True.
You just got a free pass, motherfucker. Enjoy your holiday nog. I will say now that we know it's delicious and you ain't getting punked at all, there is some Fireball over there if you want to add to it later. Here's the deal, Justin.
Okay.
I know what all these squares are, and you don't. So you can choose for me this time because I'm up next. We're going clockwise.
Okay.
So you get to decide. Obviously, hot nog's off the board, right?
Okay.
So no more hot noggin.
Let's go with two for you.
Two, fuck. Okay, here we go. So I'm going to unveil it right now so we all can see it at the same time.
Eggnog and fireball.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
That ain't bad.
Okay.
That ain't bad. I'm pouring the whole 50 mil of Fireball.
Send it, bro.
There's no reason not to.
Statistically, I'm not really good with percentages, so 4 out of 6, dude. You got...
That's the one I wanted.
That's the one you Right now, I will say there is a secret choice on there. Of filling that flower bong with eggnog. So, Justin, you now have
oh my God.
a 1 in 4 chance of getting. Sucks. It's called Nog Bong.
Sorry, nameless. Oh, yeah. Fucker's gonna smell like eggnog for a week.
Okay. Oh, shit. I poured the all 50 mil. Okay. I'm taking about as much as Tino. So we got probably, what, 10 ounces of nog total?
Oh, yeah.
Between the two.
We're nogged up right now.
We're all nogged. We're all nogged up.
Out of your noggins.
I'm gonna take a little swizzle stick, which will be this dab tool. Swizzle it.
Okay.
Like have we, you know, we've had some good times here, but we've also failed.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
I want to take a moment to recognize some of the failures that we've had this year.
You are my love.
Thank you. Yeah. Nice background music. Okay. So, but first, before we get into the failures, let's drink a little Fireball Nog, shall we? Okay. Cheers.
Cheers, buddy. I know that's delicious.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Yeah. Just enough the heat of the cinnamon to complement the sweetness of the nog. You can't even taste the whiskey.
Ooh.
Daddy's getting shwilly tonight.
I wonder if Pepsi, eggnog, and Fireball taste good because of the Pepsi. I don't know.
I was thinking.
Let's go with number six.
Number six. Okay, excellent. Everybody, hold on.
I think it's Nog Bong.
No Nog Bong.
Fingers okay, crossed. Please, for the love of God, give us an early Christmas present.
Nog Bong. Frap a Nog.
Okay. Frap a Nog. Okay.
Sir, I've got two choices for you. I've got...
Mocha.
I don't have mocha.
What's that one? I thought that was brown.
I got caramelized vanilla honey.
Okay.
And then just vanilla.
Let's go with caramelized vanilla. No. No, let's go with just the
vanilla. Whoa. Oh, whoa. Here you are, Justin. Right. I'm going to let you decide the ratio of nog to frap. Okay. Frap a nog.
This isn't bad.
Okay. And then I'm going to put equal buddy. Parts. Okay, yeah. Here we go.
Can we keep going?
I mean,
one of
us should go again.
I'll go.
We could go second round and then put whatever we have currently with. Okay, we could.
Actually pretty effing good.
Oh, Frappanog.
Nice.
Okay, well listen, there are three choices left, Tino. This would be round two for you. Okay?
Give me number three.
One, three, or five.
I want three.
Okay, hold on.
Round two.
Hold on. We're gonna unveil it.
Oh god.
Eggnog Bong!
Dude, I'm so glad. I almost chose three, too.
I will get you set up, sir. Hold on.
That bong is really weird. So you kind of have to, like, it has to come through this. That's the only way it goes to the top.
So you want to clean it through the top. Okay. How am I? Okay. No. I got you.
Never seen you grab that fucker so quick and take off. Oh, that's great.
Well, Tino, first impressions. How's this going to feel?
I have no idea. I don't really put anything else but water in my bong. I used to do food coloring just to make it look cool.
Okay.
I know a guy that uses orange juice.
What?
Yeah.
Pulp or no pulp?
He just uses orange juice. I don't know. I haven't seen it, like any pulp in his fucking shit. But he cleans his bong literally like every time he uses it. Because he says he doesn't want it to mess up the taste. So his bong's always clean, so he fucking pours it in there. So, he takes a hit, clears out the ball, and then he chugs it.
So it's for drinking?
Yeah.
Okay.
He drinks it.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is a pleasure to be doing this right now. Filling the brand new bong we've christened here with delicious eggnog from Dairy Gold. The eggnog creates a wonderful contrast to the dirty interior of the bong.
Man, I hope you guys heard it.
Tino is currently throwing up at the thought of what's about to happen.
Fucking Christ. Hey, we thought that the hot dog was going to be bad. Yeah, but you said it was actually pretty good. You'll be alright.
You know the hotness of the eggnog, it doesn't sit right with you. Not with me, at least.
Okay.
Sir, can I at least get some complimentary ice in this bong?
Yes, absolutely. If you want to, I will go get ice cubes to chill this fucker. Oh. We got some right here. They won't go nowhere. There we go.
You'll be all right, bro.
Okay.
Just a bong.
Hey, what are you going to choose to hit out of that fucker?
I can at least hit the skills out of it.
Yeah, I think I might. Oh shoot. Oh shoot. Oh shoot.
Right now we have Dirty Girl, Gelato. We got some Saints.
I don't know what this is.
I don't know what that is either.
Do you know, is this you? It's Royal Oils?
That's the Skittles, sir.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah,
you probably want to hit that then.
No, you know what? I'm a showman.
Are you going to do the Dirty Girl?
Give me that Dirty Girl.
Oh my god. If you weren't going to puke before, you're going to puke now.
I think it's going to be a delicious combination. I honestly do. Let's get some of this Primo Boss Dirty Girl back out.
Oh, she's real dirty.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a nasty hit, bro.
Justin's predicting nastiness. Okay, I just think you're going to have a good time. That's what dirty girls do.
I hope you have a good time.
I'm so sorry, Mom.
Okay.
Get this fucker full of...
Well, the next thing we're going to heat the dab nail for up is some of this Florfina, chocolate trip wax.
Ooh.
Premium trip wax. It's that shit that comes in the wooden box, y'all. Have you seen this? They got joint concentrate, weed concentrates. Florfina Farm chocolate trip. It looks delicious.
The wooden box is really cool.
Really nice.
It's a really
touch.
Nice thing. Everything, you know, it's burnable.
It's like a crate.
Right? It's reusable.
Reminds me of like a kid's toy.
It was reasonably priced at $35. I wasn't hating it. I thought, you know, I'm going to get a top shelf mid grade or top shelf grip. Fuck it, you know? And that Florfina was it. I will say I had a very difficult time. I usually try to shout out where they're at, you know? Elm, Grays Harbor, somewhere. I couldn't find shit on them.
Wow.
I found their website. It's in shambles, to be honest. Nothing's loaded. All the pages go to links that have nothing on them.
Wow.
Once again, the chocolate trip was not on there. So another strain that they carry that's not on their page, just like the last one, Northwest Harvesting Company. No big deal, but...
NBD.
No big deal. So right now, Tino, I'm loading you up some Dirty Girl for your binger.
Oh, God.
Okay, I'm going to loosely...
Make it dirty.
It. Oh, it's dirty.
You're gonna have
I can smell it from here.
Mm-hmm. It's gonna be
great. Yeah. Oh, there you go, baby. Oh, tamp it down, please. I got to take a picture of it. First and foremost, the people want to see the nog bong. Tino, I'm recommend you do this over the sink.
Yeah, I'm going to puke for sure.
Okay, good deal. And my man, here you go. Nog bong, baby. Merry Christmas, Tino. Okay. And remember, this is a recycler, too.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's going to be chugging.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is.
There he goes.
There he goes. Oh, he just went for it.
Atta boy.
Oh, just get
Atta
it.
Boy.
Just get it. Oh there it is.
There you go. Poor guy.
Yeah. Right now, he's harshing the fuck out. He's holding his mud. Oh, wait. He's holding his mud so far.
Yeah, that's just the bad luck of the draw in the game.
Oh, man.
Oh, he cleared it.
Whoa. Huevos Rancheros over there. No.
Fuck. Christ. I don't really taste the eggnog, but just looking at it, I couldn't identify what was smoke and what was eggnog. And I'm drooling all over.
Oh my god.
Did you get that Skittles taste?
Nope.
Wow.
Oh, man. Wow.
Okay. So for you, sir...
Alright.
There's one in five.
I will go with...
No, you're choosing for me.
Oh, it's for you.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. You're choosing for me.
So let's give you five.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Okay. Great job, Tino.
Good job, thank you, bro.
Okay. Number five will be revealed. Just straight nog. It was the easy choice. I thought that was going to be the cop-out.
Yeah.
I didn't know hot nog was going to be so damn good.
I get the best one, dude.
So here we go. Pepsi nog!
Sir, you might want to drink this quick.
Yeah.
You don't want it to curdle.
Now, do you want to add the nog first or the Pepsi first?
I think we should just do it at the same time to counteract the carbonation.
Oh, my God. Okay, you guys ready to send this?
You send it.
Okay. Oh, God.
I've never seen eggnog carbonate.
Oh, man.
It's like a foam.
I don't know about this one.
A real foam.
It's like yeast. It's almost rising.
Oh, well, God. Cheers. Merry Christmas, y'all.
Hey, it smells really good, though.
Does it?
No, cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Cheers. Tino, I enjoyed watching you take that hit.
I'm glad someone did.
You know, it's not that bad.
Really?
No, it's actually pretty
okay,
pretty
do you good. Mind? Do you mind? I have to know what this tastes like.
Go for it.
You're right, it's fizzy. Fizzy nog.
Mm. It is weird. It's pretty good.
Well, fuck a duck. Okay. Okay. It's not the worst. Yeah, Tino, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not cheers. It's not the worst thing ever was the nog bong.
Yeah, that was the worst one.
No, not bad at all.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
The foaminess is kind of weird to get past, but the taste is really good.
Well, makes boys.
Sprite. I really want to try that. That would probably be pretty good.
Yeah, I can see the soda mix up.
Tried that. Can I throw a shot in this?
Oh, yeah, you can.
Yeah, buddy.
Ice cold, straight to it. Thank get you, it.
Sir, I'll take one as well.
Hot nog. Yeah, fireball all day. Fire in the hole. All
right.
Okay, well, cool. Listen, I'm going to go get the dab rig.
Okay.
Okay, and we're going to go heat up some of this chocolate drip from Florfina Farm. Florfina. It stands for finest flour.
Oh, wow.
And this is a Dutch Flowers brand chocolate drip. A mixture of chocolate tie and indigo diamond. So let's get some. Am I right?
Yeah.
The last thing we have is what? The blunt to smoke tonight?
I believe so, sir.
Yes, sir.
Perfect. And that blunt comes courtesy of Kydro Farms. Ooh-ooh. This is a Hawaiian Dutch treat blunt. 23.9% THC. And this is a 1.5 gram motherfucking blunt. So that's pretty dope. I'm getting excited for it. It came in a beautiful little cork sealed tube.
I was commenting on that. I love that, dude.
And it's really nicely done. It looks like they're using pre-rolled blunt cones, which is an interesting concept of the sprinkle and pack technique, right?
How would one pack?
You know, like maybe there's even a knock box or something like this.
Sure. But
that's super dope, isn't it?
Yeah. I like that.
And the glass tube is a real nice treat. I like it. It's a treat in itself.
Yeah, it is.
As they would say. So, Kydro Farms, I see what you're doing out there. I see what you're doing.
Is it tobacco or is it a hemp wrap?
Well, it says blunt.
I would typically
I'm going to say street, is tobacco, right?
Mm-hmm.
Street terms. And that's pretty much it, boys. I gotta say, we're, 17 episodes into this bitch?
Yeah.
And I've enjoyed every single episode.
Me too, man.
Mm-hmm.
This hasn't felt like a hassle or something that's stressful. It's been a fun time, right?
It has been.
So I'm really happy that we're almost to our year. You know, we talked about failures a little bit. Obviously, speaker issues. Fucking trying out new equipment that sucked donkey dick.
Speaker ghosts.
Yeah, speaker ghosts.
Sons of bitches.
Obviously, phone issues, dying phones, or phones not recording. Tino,
yeah.
Here's that for you, sir.
Thank you.
A nog-free dab tool. And the chocolate trip.
Does anyone want to hit this?
I'm tempted. Don't get me wrong. But I know how much you probably backwash with your saliva as you fucking hit that thing. That ice instantly melted.
Oh,
so, no, we good. We smoked some boof on this show. We smoked some shitty weed. There's shitty weed out there. That's why we started this.
Okay, so we did tell what we like the best. What did we hate the most?
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Well, obviously, did we smoke Cowlitz Gold?
We did.
We did. Probably Cowlitz Gold.
You know, I think Cowlitz Gold might have been the first one that we didn't like, too.
Yeah. You always remember your first.
Yeah, you do.
What about you, Tino?
Oh, man. The worst. Ah, oh, shoot. What was it? There was a... Was it that Jack Herrera from EHO that didn't taste anything like Jack Herrera?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one was kind of really disappointing. I'd say the worst is this Dirty Girl, dude, because we've not... This is the first time we've just put out a joint. Yeah. I think, hands down, that's the worst we've had.
That's well, mine, too. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You damn. Were worse in 2019.
We got first place.
So, yeah, that's pretty shitty. What other things have we fucked up on? I mean, honestly, that time, that first time we did RSO,
yeah,
a lot of dead space on that episode. I don't know. You know, I had it on the tip of my tongue. Maybe the microphone has probably been the most fucked up thing.
Yeah.
Maybe the fact we haven't gotten one email.
Yeah.
That's also disappointing. Maybe that's grandpa technology over here trying to get the kids to write me an email sometime.
Yeah.
So I thought we would have more dialogue with, especially Bulgaria.
I thought so too.
But no.
In Bulgaria.
But no. If somebody emailed me from Bulgaria. Also.
No t-shirt.
Tino. Exactly. We have not seen your sexy fucking body in a woman's size medium this year.
Nope.
We can't even get a farm to do it.
No.
We couldn't. But you know what that means for 2020? Be better. Try harder.
Strive and prosper, baby.
Tag more people.
Yeah.
Tag t-shirt companies.
More maybe go tags. More events. Maybe
more
we go,
events.
You know, get our names out there.
So we go to an event is what you're saying.
Sure.
And we get the booth.
Yeah.
And then we do a live podcast or whatever the fuck.
That would be super dope.
That would be super sick.
And I'm going to say it, you know? My daddy always told me, no one's going to give it to you, get it yourself. So, fuck it. Why don't we make 3 High 502 t-shirts?
You mean just get it, make our own t-shirts?
Yeah. Maybe get something and just like have it ironed on. I think that'd be the easiest tech.
We're going to have an art contest then.
Yes, yeah. We are.
We should.
We should. That'd be
between
dope.
Between the 3 of us, between all of you out there, Bulgaria, I know you got colored pencils. So, no woman size medium, damn it. Gosh darn it. First of all, Justin, you just had Fiorina's chocolate trip.
It was delicious.
Okay. Mm.
I liked it.
It's incredibly enjoyable. And how is that fireball mixed with the Pepsi mixed with the Nog?
Well, it counterbalances the bubbles.
Okay, good.
Which is nice. And it's pretty fucking good.
All right, good deal. And Tino's, how's hot Nog with a little bit of fire in it? No.
Yeah.
It's a weird texture.
The Nog itself?
With the whiskey, yeah, it's weird.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, you got a few more gulps in you.
Yeah.
Okay. You promise!
I will.
Okay, good deal.
How's that whiskey and Nog treating you, sir?
I'm sipping it on the slow. Don't get me wrong, but I think I put in the perfect ratio for whiskey to Nog.
There you go.
And it's good. It's good. Tino's not enjoying himself right now at all. What else we got for 2020 as we look forward? We're going to be celebrating a year in what? March?
Yeah.
Yep.
Basically, yeah. Because April was our third or fourth episode, 420.
We're on like 9 months now.
9 months,
almost
man.
10.
Can't believe it.
We had a baby.
Yep.
We had 502's 10 months old. Yes, walking on its own.
Yep.
It's got 288 in its pocket. Yep. It's smoked over 100 products live on air on the mic.
And I'm gonna let you guys know I'm gonna work really hard at getting us good guests.
Okay.
Okay, guests so, for 2020.
Yeah.
We've had Coffin Kenny.
Yeah. We had
it.
Soy Boy. Fuck you.
Yeah.
I'm so sick of you crashing our shit. 2020, you're banned for life. I said it live on air. You're banned.
Get the hell out of here.
But don't fucking crash our shows. Looking forward to 2020. I think t-shirts would be a good thing and good guests.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also hoping better microphone. Our own microphone.
Let's do it.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. Yeah. Plugged into a doohickey. I don't know what it's called. But we can Google it, you know?
Yeah.
So that's something we need to invest in.
Yep.
If we all say we are, we'll buy our own setup and we'll put 288 towards the doohickey. Mm-hmm. You know? I don't know how we're going to do it, but by God, it'll happen. Okay? You put that out there to the universe, you usually get an answer back, you know? closed mouths don't get fed. Tino, you're up next for the chocolate trip. That's a red hot mama right there.
Ooh, wowee.
Yep. Ooh, go wow-wee. Easy on her.
Yes. I got stunned. I forgot it was on.
No, it's good. It's clean. You know I gotta clean this and fucking nail off. Did you see it sizzle when you put your chocolate trip in? It's gotta be water. It's gotta be. It can't be no goddamn.
I'm really stoned today.
Really stoned.
Yeah, I didn't smoke at all today.
Yeah.
So today was like,
yo, I took a nap. Yeah. I'm a grown man. I got to take a nap today.
How was it?
Well, let me tell you what. It was like, it was the nap that you get after you spend 6 weeks, four nights a week, being a coach for two different YMCA basketball teams. That's what I've been doing with my time. And
how's that been? Has it been fulfilling?
It's been, you know, the first few weeks were hell. But the rest of the next 4 weeks, I felt really good about myself and the community I lived in and making a difference in a little kid's life and stuff. So I've been feeling good about it. And bless their hearts, we went 0-12 between the two teams, 0-6 times two, you know. And so, you know, a person can get real down about that, mm-hmm. you know. But we made sure that the kids felt good about themselves after every game. Yeah. And they still, each team participated. Neither team gave up. Mm-hmm. So to all you future ballers out there that are now 21 and this is the year like 2045, what's up? Coach loves you. And I hope you all had a great life. So it's good. But I came home and just like, oh, the responsibility of needing to be two different places four nights a week at 5:15 has been crazy, right? So the relief of not having to do that anymore made it so where I just wanted to sleep, like cocoon, just all day. So I wrapped presents for my chitlins, and then I took a nap, guys. So as an adult day went, it was tits. Big double D buttermilk titties, gumdrop nipples, boom.
Good.
So I hope you all had a great day too.
That's great.
Okay. Fuck it. I'm going to roll this blunt up. Boom. It's done. You want to go get the missus so we can spark this bitch? I'm going to get this Hawaiian Dutch treat blunt going so we can end this show.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Because frankly, we out of products.
Yeah. We is.
Okay, so what the fuck else are we talking about today, Tino? What do you got for me?
Well, you know what? I'm not a fan of eggnog anymore.
You got burned out.
I got burnt out too quick.
Tonight's the night.
You know, we've had some really good product here. I wasn't a big fan of that chocolate chip from Florafina.
Chocolate trip, you mean?
Chocolate trip, yeah. I don't know. It had a weird... has a weird aftertaste.
It has an earthiness to it.
It's earthy. That's what it is.
It certainly does have that.
I'm more of a limonol kind of guy. You know, I like the citrusy. I like the lemon. I like the fruity terps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you think of the chocolate trip, sir?
It was pretty good. I liked it.
Did you also recognize it had earthiness to it?
A piney.
Okay, you saw it. You tasted piney. Yeah, you're a low-temp king, though.
Yeah.
So you're tasting terps. My shit's burnt off.
I'm all about the terps, man.
Ooh.
I think it's safe to say we're high as balls.
Yeah, I need to try some Frappuccino in this bitch.
Oh, it's good.
It is good.
Oh, shit. One more trip.
One more trip, baby.
That's it. Willy Wonka, baby.
Have you guys heard Chocolate Chip Trip by Tool?
What? No.
Is that the German recipe, or what's that about?
No, it's a song by Tool.
About chocolate chips?
It's called Chocolate Chip Trip, and it's just this crazy beat where the drummer's just killing it, dude.
Check it out on Spotify.
Fear Inoculum. Go check it out.
Fear Inoculum. Heard. You know, what was cool is Anchor allows you to see that we're available on 9 different platforms, you know? And what's cool is Spotify has been our biggest, a place where people have found us the most. Mm-hmm. 42% of all of our listeners come from Spotify.
I love that.
That's really cool.
I love that. No, I'm going to pass this around. It's good, but I'm about to hit this chocolate trip.
It doesn't give you an opportunity to, like, control the page. is just set up for it, you know?
Yeah.
And it doesn't tell you on there how many plays each one gets.
Right.
And that kind of drives me nuts because I'm like, I wonder how many people are listening from Spotify. But that's cool to hear that it's 42%.
Yeah. I mean, you do 42% out of 435, we could find out our number.
42% of 435.
Oh. What do you think, Clock?
Mm. Well... definitely tasting. I loved Hawaiian. I love. Oh, I'm sorry. What is this? Chocolate. I love Thai a lot. So I can taste that earthiness that you be talking about. But mm-hmm.
Would anyone like to try the nog?
Anybody? Okay, going once. You want to clean that out before you leave tonight?
Yeah, I definitely do.
So you're telling me, Justin, that it's 182 mm-hmm. listens out of that 435? Mm-hmm. That's pretty crazy, huh? Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Speaking of pretty good, this Florfina. I liked it. But
too.
You're a chocolate fan, too. Don't you like Chocolope and all that shit?
Yeah.
Me, too, to be honest. I loved Chocolope when it first came out.
I've only found it up here a couple times. It's like one I find every about year and a half, 2 years.
I'm still searching for Purple Nepal, a version of Nepalese crossed with lemon skunk. God, it's so good. It used to be pretty... It dominated the market in Clallam County, and now it's fucking gone, and I wish I had it back.
One certain farm grew it, or what?
Yeah, Farmer Joe Parker is where I remember it coming from.
Okay.
Not that he bred it, but I remember him growing it. And then a couple of medical cats through the Karma Cannabis Collective. Karma Wellness is what that was called.
Mm-hmm.
So I really miss it. I really do. It
sounds delicious.
Also, just some old school DJ Short Blueberry. I miss those fat fucking bags of blueberry. That's when fruit first came to the market around here.
Yeah.
Was blueberry. And that's when you were like, oh my God. We're really sweet tooth.
Yeah.
The first time I smoked sweet tooth, I was like, oh, this weed tastes sweet. It's not
foul,
pungent.
Yeah.
It's not skunky. It's sweet.
Yeah.
You know, and then from there it was like game on. But blueberry you could get it everywhere around here. Everybody had it. And then there's this cat named Jordan from the islands, and he's from this island that you can get to from Port Angeles, Vancouver Island. That's a blunt. You want to hit this? Yeah, you can drink some. There you go. Anyway, Jordan of the islands had his own blueberry, and it was also delicious. It's gross. You don't want it. Well, this blunt's fucking me up, as we knew it would. It's...
So, I like that you know all this weed information.
Yeah, I really like weed. And it blew my mind. One day, the first weed I had ever smoked that someone gave a strain name to was Purple Kush.
I
was like, what? Knife hits in Kate Berry's apartment. That's how I smoked that Purple Kush that day. I remember it clear as a bell. Kate Berry, what up? But then I just thought, wow, how crazy that it's got a name. Remember Alaskan Thunderfuck?
Yeah.
Matanuska Thunderfuck? And then you'd get a stoner where you would buy a sack, and then the next time you came around, you would recognize that good old fucking smell.
Yeah.
We had Beasters. I don't know what y'all had in New Mexico, but we had Beasters. And that's where you'd get these huge Christmas tree nugs that had obviously been like Keef boxed.
Oh.
Or it's like good looking weed with like 8% THC. It was like weird. But the Beasters, you would be able to smoke a whole eighth and be like, oh, fuck, we got Beastered. We smoked Beasters, goddammit. It looked really good, but also it kind of smelled like hay. And apparently it was coming from one dude who had a bar that he dug a tunnel and some shit. So one, like, 23-year-old kid was smuggling so much bud through this bar that was right on the border. But, yeah, that was a big thing, getting Beastered. Because think about cool, it. Man. Take an entire crop and just fucking shake it over a screen, take all the crystals, and then repackage the bud and sell it. Mm-hmm. Hella fucking clever.
That is clever.
You know?
That was around here?
Yeah, well, that was part of the train. I mean, that's the kind of weed you got. You got in Port Angeles or in Clown County, you could go to Seattle by the Indoor Hydra. That's $500 an ounce. Okay? That's really expensive, that's right?
Too expensive for me.
You could go over to Victoria and get it and take it back on the ferry, or there's some drug smuggling going on there, but that was pretty much premium or like outdoor, you know? So real leafy, real sticky, like, but you know, good ass weed. Or you got the Beaster Nugs, which was like indoor hydro from larger farms and underground things, circuits, whatever you call a community of growers on the underground. But that shit was like, looks like Christmas trees, but it was fucking
that's crazy.
Dank.
For me, but, I never had that issue of like getting beastered or getting scammed. Only there was this one time, James Hostetler, you son of a bitch, you owe me a dime. I'll never forget it. I gave a friend $10 to give to him. That friend could have just pocketed that money. I don't know. And I never got my lemon skunk. Darn.
I'm sorry. Yeah, 1999. That's when medical became legal in Washington State. 1999. So by the year 2000, fucking, you that's had crazy. No problem getting weed. Yeah. No problem anymore. The first time I ever bought brick weed was in Wyoming.
Really?
I was like, what the fuck is this? I was like, I finally did it. I felt so grateful from coming from Washington State when I bought that Wyoming brick weed.
Yeah.
Also in Wyoming, I bought High Times weed that someone passed off as real weed. If you got an old edition of High Times, they sold like wizard nuggets and other legal cannabis, legal products that looked like pot, like movie props, but were not cannabis at all. Imagine sage or some fucking blossom of some plant.
Wow.
And so one day I'm like super desperate for weed. It's the end of the season. So, you know, in October, November, the park's not popping. Everyone's gone back to school. It's just the losers, basically, or the kids, the parkies, as they're called. And so, you know, I wait all fucking day. I pay 50 fucking bucks for this eighth of weed. And guess what? I go home. I open it up. I look at it. I smoke a little. I'm like, this is that fake ass weed on the back of the High Times. I got bamboozled.
You're like, son of a bitch.
Yep.
Yeah, you can't even get high, and then you got ripped off. Man, I'm sorry that happened to you.
No, it's fine. I realized that winter I had an addiction to cannabis. I also waited all day to go up to the snowmobile lodge that was like 20 miles up a dangerous pass. Mm-hmm. I fucking was like, dude, they got the chronic there from Montana is where they were getting it from Missoula and Bozeman, you know? And so I fucking went up there. I bought a fat sack. I fucking was so excited. I fucking went home. And on the way home, I tapped the brakes around the corner and I just fucking went, whoop, fucking started going.
Oh, shit. Spinning.
Yeah. And then you know what I ended up doing is one side is rock, the other side is cliff, and I fucking just get buried. I got a white Datsun, so it's, you know, 4.5 feet tall, you know, and it just gets boof into the snow. You can only, so it looked like this, from the passenger side till about 12 inches of exposure is what I had. Everything else was buried, and I was pointed the wrong direction. So I was trying to go down, and I was pointed that way, going back up.
Oh, shit.
So imagine, like, we just fucking sat there because I had a crew with me. You know, you don't go alone when you go to buy weed.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, I want to buy some weed.
Yeah.
So, fuck, I was, you know, a couple drinks in.
Yeah. Because
at this point, I'd gone to the saloon celebrating my purchase of real marijuana. I was about to get fucking stoned. And I had to fucking walk in this frigid temperature. This Volkswagen van pulls up and was like, is that your car back there? He's like, dude, you guys are lucky because it's fucking straight down.
Damn.
He's like, thank God the snowplow came today and pushed it all up into that area.
Oh,
because
that guy saved your guys' lives.
Yeah,
man.
That snowplow, man, yeah. Basically made sure we impacted that snowbank and didn't go off the fucking rail and into the snake fucking river. I was like, damn, Gina! So, anyway, he gave us a ride back to the lodge. I got hella blaze. I felt all better about it. This month's fucking me up. I don't know about y'all, but this is fucking good. Kydro, y'all did it. I'm rambling. Yeah, rambling on. Anyway.
Yeah, yeah, you got hella blaze.
So anyway, hella blaze, the next day, it's like, Clock gotta go get his goddamn car up Togedy Mountain Pass. I call a tow truck. You know that guy was just like this. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. He's coming all the way from Jackson Hole. That's 60 fucking miles. I gotta go then up 20 miles up a mountain pass and dig my car out. Literally digging my car out. I open up the hood. So he like pulls it out. Like, you know, rips it out of the side bank. And then we pull it out. I open the engine, and the engine is just fucking filled with snow.
Oh, shit.
It just, like, went just right up in it, you know? I was like, oh, my God. Even he was like, wow, I've never seen that much go up there. I was like, well, fuck, man. He was like, I was going to recommend starting it. I was. But...
Not anymore.
Yeah, he's like, I'm worried about it, because if it's ripped anything out... And now you're putting snow into it. The moment the snow melts or whatever, it could just like fuck it all up, you know? So basically, he had a broom, and I sat there for about fucking 2 hours with this broom as this gentleman fucking sat there just going cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. And we fucking chipped at it enough. Where it just kind of fell out into sections. And what he would do is, like, when I would chink it and a chunk would fall, he would drag the car forward in order to, like, move it away so more snow would fall. So it just kind of came out in chunks. Okay? Yeah. And by a miracle of God, I didn't fucking break no cables or fuck anything up. Bling, the fucker started.
Wow. Yeah.
I dug out the wheel wells on two sides because they were also very impacted with snow, you know? And I made it down the mountain pass. I gave that guy probably like $450, more than I probably had paid for the car, you know? But I was like, I want to go home for Christmas and I got to do this, you know? Mm-hmm. I came home so fucking broke. My parents were like, what the fuck? You came home again broke as fuck. Because I was like, I ain't got no money for gas. I ain't got no money for shit. Like, anyway, they were pretty pissed. But little did they know, I just paid somebody almost $500.
Right.
You know? And then just getting home.
And you were never going to tell that to them.
I mean, you know, I explained it to them, but they're like... Anyway, their parents.
Yeah.
They don't understand. Yeah. Will Smith said it best. So anyway, I fucking, hand to God, I was like, man, I got a problem with marijuana, don't I?
Yeah.
If I'm willing to die for that shit.
Yeah.
If I'm willing to drive 20 miles up a mountain pass in the dead of winter.
Yeah.
I mean, that winter, it snowed like 9 feet, 10 feet.
Holy shit, dude.
Yes, we're carving pathways taller than you. I had snowshoes. I would get out in the middle. One time I went out into this middle of this conservation field, you know, so it was just farmland, all flat, and the fucking moon was out, and I got nothing but glistening snow out in front of me, and I'm just trucking in these fucking snowshoes. I had this Star Wars lightsaber. I would take it and just fucking chuck it, and it would embed itself in the snow and like illuminate a little area. Yeah, dude, I was such a stoner kid. Yeah,
that's
growing.
Cool, man.
Oh, it was amazing. And then the Wyoming mountain range, the Grand Tetons, Le Grand Tits, they were all just in the moonlight and stuff. And that's when I was like, this is what I want my life to be about. I'm broke, but I'm happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got $1 million view for free.
Yeah.
I pay $8 a day for it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in better health than I've ever been, you know? I still have no idea what I want to do with my life, and I'm not scared by that anymore. You know? That's when I was like, fuck it. Sensory pleasures for life, man. Yeah. You know? Because what do you take with you when you die? Right? Not a whole lot, right?
Yeah.
Right? Wisdom? Yeah.
Memories.
The things encapsulated in your head that release chemicals to make you happy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I've been rolling. It was like that winter. I was like, damn, I've done it, baby. It's because my, you know?
Yeah.
Because I came back from Christmas all defeated, and I was like, fuck it, I'm going to go ham. I became a waiter instead of a cook. I begged them. I killed it. One time I made almost $400 in tips because it was a one-person 10-table floor.
Damn.
So,
damn.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
A 10-hour show. 10 tables?
10 tables
hours?
At once. You know, it was like a two-sided menu. It was real easy.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
Probably 400 square feet. I mean, nothing fancy or whatever. But, yeah.
Wow.
That was pretty cool.
Wow.
I made a shitload of money.
Yeah,
shitload of money. I just packed all the way. I moved to Oregon, trying to be a big boy living in the city. fucking failed. I was like, oh, I'm scared of city life. Went back to the park life. Did that until I fucking started impregnating people. And then I decided to become an adult. And look where I am today with you guys. Cheers, me fuckers. Woo! Nog, baby!
Nog.
Well, we've smoked everything tonight, haven't we?
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's think about it. We just smoked a blunt from Kydro. Fucked me up.
Mm-hmm.
Chocolate trip. It was pretty good. I wanted a little more chocolate flavor.
Yeah.
Personally, for the as fancy a box as you got. What yeah. else? The Oldium. Fucking hell yeah.
Yeah.
Saints. NYC Diesel. You already yeah. know. Mm-hmm. Chrome off the hitch.
Lazy B, the Slurpee. Yeah,
Slurpee.
Fire.
Yeah. Primo, we're worried.
Yeah.
Northwest Harvest Co. Hey. What else, bro?
Downtown.
I'll go downtown on you anytime.
That ice cream.
Yeah, ice cream cake.
Ice cream cake. Wouldn't be cookies, though. Ah, just kidding. anyway, you guys are the best. I ain't got nothing else to say. So I'm going to pass the mic to Justin.
Hey, I'm happy that we are ending 2019. I don't know if we're going to have another episode before the new year, will we? I don't think so.
I believe the next opportunity is the 28th.
Okay.
That weekend or whatever. So hopefully we'll have a New Year's Eve thing. But if not, you know, mm-hmm. we'll see you next decade.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be 2020, bitches.
Man. Wow.
Yeah.
That's
Imagine
crazy.
Imagine what the world's going to be like in 40 more years. We're getting so technologically advanced and the science around marijuana is getting so much more advanced. You know, like where is this 60, industry going?
I wonder
going?
What it'll be like. That's crazy to think about.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
So yeah. 2020 is going to be a good year, man.
Well, we got deep thoughts in here. We just want to wish you guys the best. So for Clock Van Wilder, bye.
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 Jewel Boy Q, we out.
Oh, we won't be seeing you. This will be before Christmas, so happy holidays.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Okay. All right. Bye.